What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Yeah, I got some blue going on over there, Matt.
For the Teen Vogue party.
Especially for the Teen Vogue party.
Are you wearing Beats by Dre headphones?
I am.
I love...
Full government name, Beats by Dre.
Beats by Dre.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I think they're still popping with headphones. I don't feel like I like see them that much, but...
Well, it's because the quality's gone
down.
You
see them. Well, you see them. I thought they're just a newer design now, so you just don't... Like, it's more hidden.
Oh, it's, like, sleeker.
I think it's sleeker.
Oh, like, now. The logo isn't, like, as prominent as it used
to
be?
Yeah, because I just received headphones, and they look completely different.
Oh.
I'm packing up to move. I just found my first pair of Beats that I ever owned. Oh. It was the first edition, like, when they first came out.
That would, like, loud as shit. Like, if someone was next to you, you could just hear that, like... You thought they were, like, so soundproof, but, like, everyone in the room can hear what you're listening to.
You're blasting your Kesha.
They had a chokehold on everybody back in the day. And also, they were just paying for every single, like, movie spot, music video spot. Everybody was just...
Yes, yes. In the first 5 minutes of every music video, it's like, hold on, let me listen to this. It's just Beats by Dre.
Remember those commercials where it's like the...
Yes, yes.
Yep.
Didn't we recreate that?
Yes, y'all recreated that with like Liza and stuff. Yes, you.
No.
I think you even made the video.
No, not this. No. They had commercials where it was like a phone and they would do like fisheye form and they would like go like that.
Zane, I'm pretty sure you made this video.
No,
we did like something.
I did a Beats... like video, but it wasn't.
We were
that
dancing
one.
Around.
Yeah, it was like we were doing other stuff.
Okay,
but yeah, no, it was a Beats.
But that's the best when you're moving. You get to like find all this stuff that has been just lost or forgotten that you've owned this entire time. You're like, there it is.
I know. Yeah. I love going through my nostalgia box, everything that I keep just for memories that I never look through until I'm moving.
I tend not to. I used to do that, but like I ended up just hoarding a lot of things. So now I get rid of shit like three times a year. If I look at something, I'm like, if I have not touched this and it's not sentimental to me in like 4 months, trash. Yeah. Or I give it away. I'm like, I don't need it.
Anytime I had
house.
Like a VIP pass from like an event, I would keep that, be like, oh yeah, gotta remember this.
Like it's important.
Yeah, it was just some like silly activation. Stupid. And I'm like, all right, I gotta throw that away. But I do keep all of my like concert wristbands. Everyone from Coachella I've kept. Lollapalooza.
Really? Oh, those are the ones where I'm like, in my head, I was like, should I keep it? I'm like, no. And I toss it.
But it's like, just you put it in a little Ziploc bag. It doesn't take up that much space.
Yeah. But I mean, do you take it off or you cut it?
Some are cut. Some have maybe been loosened up. I don't know. They're all in different.
I think if they're cut, they're worthless. I think you got to keep it. You got to keep it
intact.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like, I just think it would be cool to like frame one day in like a man cave or something. Just be like, yeah, your old little concert wristbands. Are you nostalgic about anything, Heath?
Matt, I was just about to chime in and say, I'm so pissed right now. I just got my Tennessee driver's license.
Oh?
And I didn't like go back through all like, because I had to bring out the proofs of residency, all sorts of stuff, the passports, this, that. And it all happened so fast, which is crazy to say that the DMV, everything happened fast. But dude, I was the only person there. And it was like a great experience. I was like, oh. Awesome. Let me just do this. Whatever.
Sorry, you had a good experience at the DMV. We're gonna get into that after you're done.
Well, good and bad, and I'll tell you about that. But they took my picture, and it's funny because out in LA, they took the picture when I did the license. They were like, "Okay, do you want to look at it?" Do you like it? Do you want to redo it? We redid the picture like three times out in LA, and they were very like, okay, do you like this one? I'm like, yeah, that one's perfect. Let's do that. This, the lady was like, step back, took the picture, and then done. That was
done.
It.
Printed it.
I didn't even get to see the picture. I didn't see nothing. She gave me the temporary and was like, all right, you're good to go. And then I just, okay, thank you.
I'm sorry. Sorry, this experience where they didn't let you take another one, that was here. Or was
in Tennessee.
That?
No, in Tennessee. Oh, LA, it's all about the money maker.
No, they do not. Bro, they did not let me retake mine.
I did mine like three different times until they were like, do you like this one? I'm like, perfect.
Oh, I had a completely different experience. Okay. But in Tennessee, it was a one and done.
One and done. That's it. You're good to go. Bye. And I walked away. I got in the car. I started driving. And I was like, where's my California license?
Oh
no.
She threw it away.
No.
Oh.
At least hole punch it and give it to me back.
And I'm pissed because I have my Florida one and I really wanted my California driver's license to have to like.
You're not allowed to have that once you get a new one?
I guess it's their discretion if they give it back, or usually they'll hole punch it and you could just.
Got it.
But maybe if you flip to a different state, they're just like, no, we have to take this. You should have just gone and go, I don't have it.
Or the people working at the DMV, they sell that shit.
I'm right. So mad.
Give it to their nephew, like a fake ID.
A fake ID.
And it was good for a long time.
That's okay. Now, when you took your picture, did you smile, teeth, serious?
Matt, it was, I'm telling you, it was so fast. It was just like, all right, step back. But this is my face in it.
Like a mugshot face.
Time I, because I just got a new one and they wouldn't let me smile.
Oh, interesting.
Zane? Yeah, no, they're like, keep a straight face.
The one in LA, they had like the thing you could see yourself. They had like the mirror set up and you could like kind of like do it. Yeah. Like you were like ready to take it. Not a reflection anywhere in Tennessee. No, bro, and I was just like this.
I'm so fucking confused because every time I've gone to the DMV in LA and I've been to like different ones. No mirror. You couldn't look at yourself. No redo. One quick shot. No smile. What DMV are you going to?
Baby, you got to go to Glendale.
Yeah, the Kardashian one.
Oh, you got to go to the Calabasas one, the Glendale one. Yeah. I'm going to the. Well, okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess I do go to the ones that are like not that.
Also, there's like major DMV ones, and then there's like the side DMVs that are like the smaller, like. Not as like popular.
Oh, I go to major. I go to major DMVs.
Or sometimes you go to AAA too.
Yeah, you could do it at AAA.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, AAA. Sometimes if you have a AAA membership, there's certain things if you maybe would normally be going to a DMV for, AAA can offer those services for you, so you don't have to go wait in line. It depends on the service you need.
And what's stupid is like the driver's license seems, I guess, a step below or not as important as a passport to me. Passport is like holy grail. Like that should be. They do, you could take your own passport picture.
Yes,
you,
which is strange.
Let me do that with my driver's license. Let me do a fucking photo shoot at the house.
The rules with that is so weird to me. Like, for instance, like I driver's license. You can't. You know how now you go to if you go to the airport, it just scans your face. You don't even need your passport anymore. In a lot of these airports.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we still need to have our physical driver's license on us when we're like either driving, renting a car, anything is so crazy to me. I can't believe that we can't just send a form of ID whenever we want to rent a car.
It
should be on our Apple wallet. It should be on our damn Apple wallet. Yeah. I don't understand that. Okay, the driver's license. No, like the real ID.
Tennessee won't let you though.
Okay.
Places don't like, but places like bars won't take that. They won't take like a digital form of ID.
Right.
You have to have it physical, which like makes no sense to me. Like places are just like, we need to see the physical.
I think it's proper identification. I mean, the system is just not in place yet. Maybe one day in 10 years it will be, but it's just like, cops need to be able to like see your physical ID.
They can't
be like, step out of the car, let me scan your face right now.
But I'm just surprised that in airports you could just like walk through and you're good without a passport. But then a driver's like, you need that physical. It's like,
yeah,
need that thing on you. I don't carry a wallet anymore. Everything's on my phone.
Yep.
I haven't carried like a credit card in a really long time.
You never know if you need that damn credit card. You can be leaving like a fucking parking garage and it's like, no, we don't do contactless pay. You need to have your card to get out of there.
Oh, that's when I skip.
That's when I just bust through the.
No, and when they're like, you need a physical card, I go, I'm sorry, I only have an Apple wallet, and they'll let me through. Like, I've really gone through a lot without having a physical card on me. And when I do actually need it, I somehow make it work. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't need it.
I have a terrible habit of still just, like, leaving my card at bars. Like, I open up a tab, and I just leave. Yeah. And I don't go. I love nothing more when they go, hold on, I'm going to give it back to you.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's how it should be. Yeah. Don't take my fucking card. Yeah, sure, maybe charge the 20%. I'll maybe close out if it's a decent, like,
and honestly,
there's no line.
This is drunk or sober. I just, like, for some reason, when I give my card and it just disappears, I just don't think about it anymore. It's, like, the last thing I'm thinking
about. Oh, I've looked at lines. Like, when you go up to close out, and you're like, I ain't waiting in this. And you're just like, I'm leaving that card there, and I'm just going to get another one. I've done that many times.
Yeah.
But I need to adult better and be a little bit more responsible.
They should be able to open your tab from your Apple Wallet.
Oh.
Just bing, keep it open. And then when you're gone, like you have an order, it just closes. And then you can put a tip on your phone.
They want you to keep it open, though. They want, because they can charge that automatic 20% for the entire tab. Because like bars, really, it's like $1 a beer, $2 a mixed drink.
Oh,
so
I didn't
know
there's
always 20%.
I didn't know there's an automatic 20%. I thought
it's automatic 20.
Tip does not
maybe even more.
They're allowed to automatic it.
And they can do like 22%.
Oh,
so
yeah. Oh, so I'd be wanna open your tab? Wanna open your tab?
Let's keep it open. Come on, you're gonna be back.
I see someone fucking hammered. Oh, let's keep that tab open. But sometimes they tip a lot more. Sometimes they're drunk and they're like, you know what? I'm going to tip you 50%. I love you.
But if I'm at an establishment and we got two damn bars, one on one floor, one on the other floor, I want the same system.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want the same system. Don't say, oh, well, wait, is your card on the bar downstairs?
No.
And then I'm like, well, yeah, it is. They go, well, you got to go close that one and come up here. And I'm like,
it's the same establishment.
No, I want the same system. All right, but should we run that intro?
Yeah.
And that's... And I've just had it. Those two
had
ladies.
Had it up to here.
I've had it. The two ladies. Those two southern ladies on that have a podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that what their line is?
It's not absolutely not. That's Heather McMahon. They're like,
it's too late.
I've had it.
I've had it.
Jennifer Weld.
I have just had it.
Yeah, I've had that. I've had it with bars having separate tabs for the two separate bars within a bar.
Yeah.
There we go.
Do they start every episode like that? Is it because they got to bring it, you know, they have to bring it up at least one time per episode.
I don't know. But I like them. I like the clips.
What's ours? We don't have one.
It was a different time.
we just steal Mariah's.
We still have our Florida man because we're from Florida, but
I have a Florida man for today.
You do?
Let's run the intro.
All right. Ready, guys?
Yeah.
It's Coffee Talk, baby. Ow!
That's, oh, by the way, oh, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Thank you for being back here. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Jared.
And my favorite sound is the Apple Pay payment.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking.
Lovely.
If I was rate from 1 to 10, my top 10 best sounds coming from an iPhone is that sound.
Oh, when you see that check mark, you're like,
oh,
done deal.
And every time I pay.
Oh, yes! Hit it.
What the hell? Every time, like, just with how fast you can buy shit, like TikTok Shop, Amazon, every time I push it through and it takes 2 seconds to buy it, I literally think to myself, God, I love this.
Oh, and when that face ID hits, you feel like a spy kid. You feel like Agent Cody Banks. You're like, damn right. Bing. Access granted. Yeah. Purchase. And when the shipping is coming to my house too, like you already like see it too, like the whole order going. You're like,
but sometimes it's ka-ching. So fast where the wrong address is on there.
Oh, and your heart skips.
And you're like, oh shit.
Your heart skips a beat. You're like, when you gulp.
Because on Postmates, on DoorDash, you can't change that address once you buy it, right? It's locked in.
I don't know if you could update it now.
Like as soon as you push it through, because you know how sometimes like, oh, fuck, I pushed it through and you like can't, you can cancel it, but there's like a huge charge.
Yeah, it's not.
Because you can't like change the address.
Well, once an establishment has confirmed your order, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's so embarrassing when it says like, oh, the Dasher is waiting for your order. Like you're like, I hope they get it quick. And if they're like waiting and they're like texting you, I'm waiting for your order. I'm like, I'm stressed.
Wait, sorry. What do you mean?
Like when you order DoorDash and then a person goes to the establishment to get your order, but they have to wait for like a long time.
Okay.
I feel awful, though I know it's not my fault.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like, it's, yeah, it's almost like grocery shopping. You like feel bad because you know they're in the store, like yes, having to just walk around and yes, find your shit.
Yes. So,
but you know, when I see my shopper is a woman, I immediately, I'm like, I feel like stress-free. It's beautiful. I love it.
Because you know they're going to get all your stuff that you wanted.
The moment I see some fucking old dude, I'm like, oh, I'm fucked. They don't have. Like me and my mom will look at each other like, oh, fuck, we should have went to the grocery store. And now we're fucked. It's like too late. This old dude is going to get everything wrong. He's going to say everything's out of stock when it's not really out of stock. And then he's going to grab the wrong shit and you're going to have to go back.
Are you
and,
guys
and they tried to replace things that you wanted with something else that's just clearly not it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's, yes, it's so,
yes,
bad.
Yes. Just a terrible substitute.
The way you replace it is like it has to be off brand. Like it's another brand of the same item. They'll just grab another fucking item.
We're out of, they're out of chicken breast, so I got you ground beef instead. Like, that's not going
to
work.
All right, brief pause to tell you about our sponsor, Rocket Money. I feel like an adult is basically just 1,000 little purchases pretending not to be a problem. A coffee, a convenience fee, a little impulse buy, another coffee because the first coffee didn't fix it, and somehow it all adds up real fast. That's why I love Rocket Money. Rocket Money can help you track your subscriptions and has the ability to cancel unwanted ones within the app with just a few taps, saving users over $880 million in canceled subscriptions. I also love that I can set budgets and goals, get personalized insights and regular reports, and receive real-time alerts for large transactions, upcoming bills, refunds, and low balances. And get this, users who create a financial goal with Rocket Money save over $70 on average within the first 30 days. Again, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. That's rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. One more time so you don't forget, that's rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. Thank you, Rocket Money, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Are you guys like people, if you order food, just leave it at the door, right?
Yeah.
Or do you
I don't do the meet at the door.
Well, so I'm like, I'll leave it at the door. But then sometimes they'll message, I've arrived. Like, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, go leave it at the door. Are you wanting me to come out? I get scared.
You know what? It's because I think they've probably had so many instances where people get pissed. And I could see this. People getting pissed like, you never told me you arrived or something, and their food gets like cold or something, which, you know, it's such a, like a,
they're more just saying like, I just wish the audit, clearly it's an automated thing that's in their system that they're clicking. Like, do you want to message them? I've arrived, or like, way.
If you're specific, or
but
picky,
it should be like, I'm arrived, about to drop it off at your door. Just add that line. Just I've arrived. Just feels so, I don't know, what's the word?
There's, not daunting. There's nothing worse though than when you go to the door and you think it was already dropped off, and they're at the door with it, and then they give it to you, and you've got the bag in your hand, and they're like, I have to take a picture. So then you're just like,
oh, it's my favorite.
I hate that more than anything.
Yep, got it. All right, thank you so much. Have a good night.
But why is it sometimes they have to take pictures and sometimes they don't? And sometimes you need a pin and sometimes you don't. It's like, it's so random.
Oh, interesting. They don't have
on the same app. Yeah, there's times where like or even Ubers, I'll get in the Uber, he'll go, what's the pin? I was like, it's weird. I'll get this maybe once every like 6 rides.
Oh, yes. I sometimes have had a pin thing.
But why is it
maybe
random?
Maybe that's their preference too. Like, true. As a driver, want to feel like a little safe because they don't want to risk. They may have had an incident in the past where
wrong
they
driver.
Picked up someone and it was the wrong destination.
That's yeah. true.
You know what's kind of frustrating? Like, sometimes you'll, like, it sucks when it happens, but it's also kind of fun. Like, you get, like, the DoorDash treasure hunt where it gets delivered to a wrong house, and then you just see the picture of where your bag is.
Oh,
you're
looking at it,
you're like trying to look for like a door number on it, and then you're like kind of like walking around trying to see which house it got delivered to.
Oh, I love that. I feel like Nicolas Cage in National Treasure. Yeah. I'm just like, there's a clue.
But then you see that it's not on your street. It's your street name, but on the other side of that fucking city, and you're like, oh, shit.
Oh, my toilet paper got dropped off at my neighbor's, and then I went up to the doorstep, and it was not there. So then I knock and I'm like, do you have my toilet paper? And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You said it just like that?
Well, I said, was toilet paper delivered here? I think it's for us. It got to this address. He was like, yeah. He goes, how did you know that it was this house? I'm like, the picture? He was like, oh.
Ooh, and the way he
asked, it's like, already open. There's a roll missing.
Yeah. Like, he was just like, oh,
Come on.
Here it is. And I'm like, you could have just left it on the doorstep, dude. Like, why did you have to feel like you have to take it?
Well, I understand why he brought it in. But because if I saw something at the door, I'd probably just bring it in and be like, oh, my wife probably ordered this or somebody ordered that.
Okay, true. Know. Maybe he didn't even like truly check the package. He just thought he ordered Charmin Ultra.
Mm-hmm. Charmin.
Less is more.
Everybody buys toilet paper.
Right.
Except for Heath.
We all poop.
Someone made a TikTok. It's like, why we need commercials for toilet paper? Like, who out there not washing, wiping their ass?
Like, there's different. I comment like, it's because there's different brands. If there was only one brand, then they wouldn't have to do commercials.
Okay, are y'all like loyal to a certain toilet paper brand?
Charmin.
Charmin all day.
Yeah.
But I've been like curious, like, what is the other best Charmin?
I know Heath loves his his airplane toilet paper. So Zane, why do you tell
bring
him
that up all the time? But your guest, the guest house that I stay at, has single ply every time I come. So don't.
There was one time he had airplane toilet paper at his like old house, and I was just like,
it's rude.
And I will never let him live that down.
One just, time. It just, was one
you,
time.
You just have to do just, this.
Yeah, it ain't less is more. It's more is less.
And it's not even, you know, it's not even just airplane. It's I think it's every.
Just public establishment.
Public establishment will have that. It's just cheaper, but like, just why?
Public restroom toilet. And imagine if you came over and I had that roll that's like the 12-inch.
Like the oh, yes. The mega just roll.
That's really funny. You should just have it in there one day just to see their
Oh, Quilt Northern, Cottonelle. Okay, those are like... Legit.
What's the other one? Snuggy? What's a...
I think you're thinking of diapers. Huggies?
Does Angel Soft, though, like, has a baby on it? Like, I don't need to be looking at a baby and then wiping my ass.
Well, it's saying it's as soft as a baby's bum. I think that's what they mean.
Okay, then that's a little, like...
No, what's the toilet paper that's Angel, like... Oh, wait, Angel Soft
is it a teddy bear? There's
Angel Soft.
Oh, it
there's
used
a little
to be a,
cherub
I,
on
it. It used to be a real baby. Now, it's an animated baby, because I think...
It's a dead baby? It's a dead baby.
Oh.
Sorry, it has its angel. It's a cherub, okay? But it's...
A cherub. That's not a
cherub.
Is that
what you call a cherub? Isn't a cherub?
Yeah, a cherub, but that's not a cherub. That's a baby. But it does look weird. It does look weird that there's like a real baby on there. You're right. It's like, yeah, you should...
Just... I don't need to see that.
Yeah,
you're right. Give me the animated bears.
Why we gotta make him naked? You know, just like put some clothes on him.
Are the Charmin bears the Goldilocks bears? Like, did Goldilocks go up in their house and try to wipe it?
No, but that's a good... Wait, it's Charmin
Mama
Ultra,
Bear?
Is it it's brown. It's a brown bear, right?
I think they're... In the Goldilocks and Three Bears, I think they're ambiguous.
What do you mean? Are they black bears?
Black,
are they brown bears?
Brown. It doesn't matter.
It could be
polar bears.
It's a bear of color.
No, but
that's all we know.
What type of bears? Oh, it's the blue.
We have a caste system in the Charmin thing. We got brown bears, blue bears, red bears, ultra soft, ultra strong. What kind of fucking society
is
this?
I can see this not being taken well.
This is classist.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Oh, we got a caste system.
You know that they had to think real closely on the colors.
Oh, dear.
But, Oh, Heath, your Florida story. What Florida story did you have for us prepared for today?
Let me pull up the notes because it's a wild one. Like, it is.
We got to come up with like a song every time we're about to do a Florida segment. And like, yeah, we out the next door. Like, I don't know. We got to come up with like a little segment song.
Okay.
Well, sorry, I know it looks like because you make music, but.
No, I'll do
like
it.
A little
just,
jingle.
Let's just do the Plankton's cousin. The
I can't read.
This is kind of crazy because of like who's involved. But basically a Florida family tried to hire a hitman to kill an ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
And baby daddy.
I've heard about this.
We love a good
so
baby daddy story.
There's a TikToker named Gabby Gonzalez and her father Francisco Gonzalez and her ex Kai Cordry. They were finally arrested on Friday in connection with an alleged 2021 scheme to kill Jack Avery, a former member of the boy band Why Don't We?
Oh. Why don't we kill him?
Why Don't We is that band that Logan Paul, I remember a long time ago, Logan Paul was like a part of. He was like
the Simon Cowell of like the whole group.
Yeah, he heavily pushed them and then they became big.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Isn't the guy on the right?
Daniel
Seavey.
Yeah.
And Jack Avery is the one on the left. Okay. So, and then, but his girlfriend, Gabby, what's her name? Gonzalez.
Gabby Gonzalez.
She's already a TikTok influencer. Okay.
Yes.
She's a
TikTok influencer. And she has a baby with him?
Yeah, they have a daughter who's 7.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
A while ago, it all started. They hired a private investigator to, like, find dirt and dig up stuff to have, like, a case, like, for the custody battle, right?
Right.
Okay.
So they were trying to, like, dig up stuff, blah, blah, blah. And that didn't do it. So then in March 2021, they started asking Cordry, like her newer ex, to recruit somebody to basically like harass him nonstop. They ended up hiring an MMA fighter to like harass him and give him a hard time.
Okay.
Just kind of like bully this dude. Didn't work. They needed to go even further. So then her and her father went on the dark web to try to find a hitman. And we're like shopping around. Basically, they ended up wiring some guy 10 grand worth of Bitcoin to kill Jack Avery.
So she could get custody of the child and probably his money as well.
Basically, like they I guess there was like a custody issue. It wasn't working out. And the best thing that they decided was, okay, if he's dead, he can't have custody.
Yeah, eliminate the problem.
And, oh my gosh.
Wild.
Her own insane. Father helping out with this?
Yeah, that's insane. Fucking insane.
And 10 grand?
That's it?
That's it. That's all your life's
you
worth.
You are a TikTok influencer. I know you make it more than that.
Come on, baby. You got brand deals.
Also, the risk? Only 10K? Crazy.
So they hire this hitman, and the hitman turns out to...
It doesn't happen.
Oh, it doesn't happen.
They find out that, yeah. Did they, like, how did they figure it out? Did,
So the person that they had hired, I guess, was a scam. Just took the 10 grand in Bitcoin and just, like, ghosted them.
King.
So, they went King to hire shit. A new hitman on the dark web, but it ended up being an undercover FBI agent.
Ooh, gotcha.
Gotcha, bitch.
I cannot believe they didn't look at that as a, okay, like
a sign.
A sign. Mm-hmm. Or like a, you know what?
Maybe this is a bad idea.
Maybe this is a bad
idea.
No, they probably went, oh, that's what we get for cheaping out. Hire the next hitman, 30 grand.
What a
crazy.
Dumb.
What kind of relationship? A father and daughter being like, no, okay, let's get another hitman. Like, no, I got you, sweetheart. No, let's book another one. Let's kill your baby daddy. That is crazy as a father. To like,
it's, like daughter, like brother.
It's weird. You never see a story like this with like a hitman type thing where like a dad is like also involved with his daughter in booking a hitman. Yeah. Like it's some trashy shit.
I'm just so curious of who the dad is. Like, is he this?
Oh, that's the best part. He's a prominent Florida attorney.
No.
Yeah.
And he didn't think, and he thought that was a good idea.
Oh, that is. So, yeah, I'm curious then once this all goes to court. But what's wild is this all happened in 2021. So they've been like sitting on this for a while, knowing that they could be going to jail. Because what's the status of it as of right now?
So they just got arrested. But basically what happened was the FBI agent informed Jack that there's a hit against him. So he did like the whole restraining order, everything like that. The three of them have been arrested. So Gabby, her dad, and then that Kai, the other boyfriend guy. If convicted,
it was all
they
three
will get
of them.
25 years to life in prison.
Good.
Ooh.
Matt, can you fucking imagine? Like, this happens to you. Someone put a hit on you, and then they get, like, you know, and then they go to jail. I would not be able to sleep ever again. Because I don't know if they have friends. What if they've already contacted other people to try to make it happen? Try to fucking finish the problem? I don't know.
You think, like, they would still try to be... after me, I feel like imagine, now they're like,
no,
they
like,
don't even want to fuck with it anymore.
I don't know.
I got custody of my child. I won, bitch.
No, toodles. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
But we're talking about an influencer. Like, it ain't like no crime boss coming out, like, getting
Matt,
a hit
you're
against
telling,
me.
Matt, I know you. You're telling me that if there wasn't a hit on you and, like, you, like, I would need so much therapy to get me fucking past that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd be just scared forever.
This is like some Fargo level shit. They need to use this plot for like a new season of Fargo.
Yeah.
This is, like, you know what I mean? Just like a clunky murder where it's like an influencer and her dad's helping her out trying to kill her. Influencers in a boy band. I mean, this feels just written.
Yeah.
Such a good plot. Crazy. Is the boy band still around? Are they still like popping?
No, I think they broke up a while ago, but they're all doing their own thing. Like Daniel Seavey has these amazing concerts. Where he's
been killing it.
Yeah, like he'll ask the crowd to give him like a song recommendation to cover.
Oh.
And then he will perform all of the instruments on like a loop pedal and like build the song from scratch.
A little Ed Sheeran kind of thing.
Yeah, like in his own style. It's really cool.
Oh, that's sick.
All the members are so talented, but this is just a crazy story.
Wow. Oh, wow. But we don't know fully how long they'll get convicted. Like, because there's going to be so much of the case. They're going to look at the text message. Who was like the person to even put the idea in her head? Like, the dad could get even like a tougher penalty as well.
Because he came up with the idea.
But God, that is really crazy.
Damn. Before we continue the episode, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Mountain Dew Baja Blast. Summer is finally here, and baby, it's time to soak up everything it has to offer. But also, we gotta be real. We can't always physically be baking in the summer sun at the beach. Keyword being physically, because mentally, we can always get there. Picture this, the right playlist, a high UV, and the friends who actually hang outside of the group chat. It's the perfect vibe. And Baja Blast knows just how to tune in. That refreshing splash of tropical lime flavor doesn't just taste like summer, it transports you there. And maybe the beach isn't your thing. There's so many other vibes that would be immaculate with a crisp, refreshing Baja Blast. Picture hanging out with some friends on a summer night. You're sitting around a fire or on a patio with those string lights, the night is young, and you're all laughing harder than you've ever laughed before. Try and tell me throwing some Baja Blast into that mix wouldn't make it the best night ever. As things heat up this summer, keep the refreshing vibes going with a splash of that tropical lime flavor that you can only get from Baja Blast. Look for the iconic ocean teal color at your local retailer or find bottles and cans at a store near you at MountainDew.com. Again, that's MountainDew.com. Have a Baja Blast. Thank you, Mountain Dew Baja Blast, for sponsoring this episode. We love you.
Imagine, have you ever met Gabby Gonzalez?
I don't know who that is. Oh, I have No.
She could be walking down the street with no thing.
But here, the thing is that she could have, she could be just like a someone who maybe just started on TikTok and has maybe like, you know, 20,000 followers on there.
A COVID influencer too.
It's a great headline. So I could see them take it, like, you know, leaning into that. Oh,
lover of life, mermaid at heart. More like killer, murder at heart.
All right, this girl. All right, guys, this girl has 462,000 followers on Instagram. Baby girl, you're doing so well. Why are we even fucking thinking like that? Open to up ruin your life?
Open up message.
Wait, hear me out. I have an idea. Just can, like, you help me out with something?
We're like, what?
Oh, she got
wow.
$2 million bond. Okay, bitch.
Wait, why are we releasing her? I thought, like, with something serious like this, you don't release them. You're so allowed
to pay
to
bond.
Even when, like, a crime like that?
Yeah, until you get convicted. You still got to go back to court, but, like, you can go chill at home.
You know, she got released. She's, like, still trying to make it happen. Is she still trying to make it happen on that $2 million bond? Finish
right.
The job.
How do bonds work? Like, it's like a loan,
you
right?
You have to pay 10%.
You pay 10%, but then you have to keep paying that off over months or years?
No, I thought you didn't have to pay that off. You have to pay that off?
What do you mean?
So you can pay the full bail amount set by the judge directly to the court in cash or by pledging property like a house. If the defendant attends all court dates, this money is refunded at the end of the case minus minor administrative fees. Oh, so
it's just like a promise that you will show up in court, that you're not going to flee, or you know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, so if you do flee, that's when the $2 million is like,
then they're really going to come collect. Because that's in what Dog the Bounty Hunter was.
I just like how you said that.
Because he would go after people that did, because they were a jail bond place, and then he would go hunt down people who hadn't, like, paid their bounty or were on the run, right?
I love seeing him go after people.
That and, like, a repo man, like, seems like it would be a really fun job, but then at the same time, like, oh, it's just so risky.
Until the
you have to go get into some shit. Did Doc the Bounty Hunter die?
I think so.
I remember his wife died, but he died? He was cool, but then he said the N-word, and then it was like, okay.
And you're done. That's it.
No, he's alive.
Oh, I thought he died.
I mean,
he looks like shit.
Fuck.
He just looks like a WWE, like, old school wrestler guy.
Just these guys. They love the sun.
He lived in, it was like in Hawaii, his show, right?
Oh, wow. I wonder why do that shit in Hawaii? I feel like you get everybody at that point. There's no one left.
Yeah.
On an island like that.
Speaking of repo, man, I saw this. This was funny. A repo man is suing a woman after she parked her car in a way that made it impossible to repossess.
Love that.
Oh, brilliant.
Honestly, impressive to put it in like that.
How did she get that in?
That reminds me of, like, Gold Member and, like, Austin Powers, where he has that cart, he's in the hallway, and it's just, like, fully
stuck. You know she was
stuck
in there for a long time trying to get that in there. Like, this just... Well, I feel like, couldn't you just, like, remove the...
The wall?
Remove the wheels and then...
You could put it on some sort of like dolly and get that out.
Yeah.
But it would take time.
You ever see like the videos of people that get their car repoed and then they like try to drive it off of the tow truck?
It's so funny. It's so funny because they know it's going to fuck their car up, but they just want to win in that situation.
Yeah. It's just an ego trip. You're not getting it. But like also at the same time, like if you didn't pay for it and your car is getting repossessed, like you are so in the wrong. Like how they think it's.
And now you're paying for the damage you just caused to that car. You're putting more.
You're making it so much worse for yourself.
Dude, I've been seeing so much fucking road rage on my feed lately where people will get so pissed when somebody cuts somebody off. They'll go around them and then stop. I've been seeing so many videos of people just attacking each other on the road where they're willing to fuck their car up just to prove a point. It's so insane. Like when someone cuts me off, you get pissed. Maybe you flick them off. That's it. But like to just now start fighting on the road where you're like, now you're going to get your car hit is so insane to me.
Just give them the thumbs down. That's all you need.
Oh, Heath will do this. He'll do a little pause, like that.
I don't flick anybody off anymore. I'm just like this. Because it hurts so much more.
It does.
Like that, whatever. But like if you did something wrong and somebody pulls up next to you and you're just like.
It does hit harder. it's like I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are such a bad driver. Mm-mm. Poor you.
It's so good.
And middle finger is almost like funny. It's just you don't take it seriously. You're just like a whatever.
Because what do you give them? Like if you got thumbs down, you can't. You don't. You know what I mean? Like what do you give a thumbs down back? Like
it's like a spiritual ticket. You just got ticketed by the cops, but it hits your a ticket to the heart. Mm-hmm.
A spiritual ticket. That's good.
It's like oh God. You're like maybe I shouldn't drive for the rest of the day.
I've been debating buying those like little. They look like little business cards, but they say like "Congrats, you parked like an asshole."
That's good.
Putting them on people's cars because like the way our parking situation is, it's like two cars can park on the curb in front of our place.
Yeah.
But sometimes someone will just park in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't park in front of my house because you're hogging up both spaces. Like, what are you?
Yeah.
Are you not thinking about that? Or are you trying to hoard the spot for someone else? But I just want to like.
Would you go above and beyond, which I think you should because I feel like it like makes you look stronger. You put it on the bottom. - your friendly neighbor, Matt K. put a stamp on it. It's like, hey.
Love Matt.
No, I don't want them coming after me. I just want them to be like, oh yeah, I did park like an asshole. And then just prevent it from the future.
LA is different though, because there's times that I've had to park like that because it also, the trash bins. So when people pull their trash bins out, they put it like right there at the edge of the driveway. So then you can't technically.
Yeah.
So sometimes you kind of have to park accordingly.
Oh, you guys
don't. And then if the trash bins get taken away.
I always move trash bins.
It depends if they're full or not. If they're empty, I'll pull other people's trash cans. I feel like I'm working for them. Like, here we go. Just another day working.
No.
But I'll pull them back onto the curb so I can park.
Yeah.
But if it's full, I'm not.
Or I'll just like stack it in a line.
Yeah.
And then I'll park in front of it like a. I feel like they appreciate it. As long as you make it look nice, then it doesn't look like you're like not being a dick, like pushing their shit out of the way, you know?
Just bump it with your car. Just run it over.
Oh, dude, I always bump it. Ever since, because I got my... Actually, why am I talking about this?
Actually, let me stop.
I'm good. It was just a joke. I'm you know, we're...
Allegedly.
We're entertainers. Yeah. I was about to say... So you're going to say it anyway? Because when I got my, 2 years ago, I got my lease, I got my Tesla, and the second day I noticed a fucking rock or something flew in my back taillight. And when something like fucks your car up, you're just like, you know what? Fuck it. Whatever happens, happens. So now if I'm backing up, I see a garbage can, I'm just like. Because a garbage can is not going to it's not going to cause damage on their car. You know, it might leave a scruff and then you take your jacket and you're like, all right, it's off, you know?
Yeah.
But it's funny that you're
like, I can handle it.
Sometimes I'll do it in front of people walking and they're just like
whoa.
You know, because it's like really shocking when someone like hits
something.
Anything,
yeah. Yeah.
Even a cone. It's just like it kind of like hits you back. I don't know. I look at cars as it's just stuff, you know? It's like whatever. Like I don't get too pissed if like something I don't get like as pissed as other people. And I've always felt like that about cars.
I agree.
About my, the cars never. That I have.
Well, it's like, I don't mind like a little nick or a
scuff. When you have when you owned pieces of shit cars for your entire life, and like something was always hanging off it, something was always scratched, something is always broken, you just see every car like that in the future, like anything you own.
Yeah.
You're just like my side view mirror, I used to have that shit hanging for like a year and a half back in Florida when I was driving.
That's
I was just
bad.
Like,
that's bad.
No, I know. Because I would duct tape, I couldn't afford it. Yeah. So I would put duct tape like over and like the wind would obviously cause the duct tape to like make it fall back. And then I'd have to get new duct tape and put it back on. This Mitsubishi Galant, it was worth, it was $2,000.
You had a Galant?
I paid $2,000 for it.
Oh boy.
$2,000. It got me around for like 2 years until my transmission blew out.
Not bad.
Yeah. Not bad at all. And then I was like, oh, that's fine. How much does it cost? They're like, it's going to cost like $5,000.
More than what you paid for the car.
Oh, so the car's totaled. Yeah. Oh, damn, yes. I miss it. It was like light gray. Yeah.
Oh that's kind of cool looking.
I know. I like that.
That was it. That was my first car. But like
I was thinking of like the 2004 one, the uglier looking one to the left. I was like, oh, that's what I think of when I think of a Galant.
Oh, no. Yeah. It was a little bit cooler looking. But yeah, it still looked really, really bad.
How did they go from like Tokyo Drift
to
that?
Wait, that's newer than the other?
I would
assume. Yeah, that's the older one.
Yeah, this is 97
and so that's
through 2004 and
you know
then
what?
This is the next model.
I think the sharper looking car, what do you call those like sharp looking like
just
sharper
hard edges, yeah.
Hard edges. I think they're going to come back really soon
cuz like
people really want that cuz every time there's a newer version of a car, it's just getting rounder and rounder. It's about to look like circle car with on wheels.
All right, brief pause to inform you, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Summer always sounds amazing in theory. More sun, more plans, more fun, more tans, but it can also feel like a lot to keep up with, especially if you have kids out of school and summer camps to fund, and if you're spending the whole season just trying to survive it, that's your sign to make a little time for yourself. That's where BetterHelp can really help. BetterHelp connects you with a fully licensed therapist who follow a high professional standard. They handle the matching for you based on a short questionnaire, and if the fit isn't right, you can switch at any time. With over 30,000 therapists, 6 million people served, and a 4.9 out of 5 average rating session rating from 1.7 million reviews. So guys, you don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/ZaneAndHeath. That's BetterHelp.com/ZaneAndHeath. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Remember we talked about the interior of the new Ferrari? Did you just see they released what the actual car looks like, Zane?
Oh, no.
It's bad. It's really bad.
It's not even like that cool futuristic looking.
This was the Luce. Why? This is not what I saw.
Look at this.
Is it electric?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
And it's $600,000.
Heath, remember when I told you, oh my God, dude, the Luce, like I really, this was not the photos I saw.
You might've seen, I saw a super viral post of a, like a CGI artist or something who did their own rendition of like what it could have looked like.
Okay, yeah. Maybe, can you pull that up?
Yeah, I wonder, let me see.
Cause that is not what it's supposed to look like. That's crazy. What were they thinking?
The interior was like released like months ago and then they just unveiled like the actual look of the car.
Oh boy.
Why make it look electric? Like that's the thing. Yeah. I think people want to get a Ferrari that is electric but looks like a fucking mean ass Ferrari.
Heath, I think I remember asking you this and you told me something. I think you looked it up and you gave me an answer of like why they do that. Like why they make electric cars look electric and look like that.
Were these the photos
when they could
that
just
you saw?
Easily make it look like a gas car?
Because this is a redesign that somebody did.
Okay, that's what I saw.
Yeah, this is sick. I love this.
That's what they were supposed to make it look like. Why didn't they do that?
Yeah, because it doesn't look like they put the vents on the sides. Pardon us for the people listening, but yeah.
But you know what? Even you see like the caliper like in the rims.
Mm-hmm.
Like on electric cars, just put it there for the look.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Just make it look like a gas car.
I didn't know that was the name of it. A caliper?
I didn't know that either. I thought it was called a brake pad. Yeah, a brake pen.
That looks sick.
Do you know what I mean? But just like put the characteristics of a gas car on an electric car to give that feel.
Yeah, I don't know why they make it look so electric and weird.
Because who likes that shit?
That's how I've always felt about the front of electric cars because I know that electric cars don't need the air intake to cool down the engine, so they get rid of the grill and it's just like one big plastic piece. That always pisses me off because like the grill can make or break a car.
Yes. It's and like the mouth of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Lucia, more like douche. Am I right?
Not us getting worked up over a $600,000 Ferrari that we would never buy.
Like, yeah, like if it was the first design, that we'd buy it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But people are comparing it to like the new BYD electric supercar that just came
China's?
Out. Yeah.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Look at that.
Yeah, Zane.
Look at that.
And it's a third of the price.
I feel like they do this purposely. Like they, like the, everybody in the room is like, this, no, oh, this looks ugly. Let's do it. Like there's no way, like there has to be a reason why.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I think it's like shareholders and stuff too. And they think like, oh, by making it like more aerodynamic, it can like look faster or, on paper. Like there's all this weird
shit. Do you think
shit.
They're like
I
trying to meet a market with a Ferrari?
Who knows? Maybe they purposefully made it that ugly to show that nobody wants to buy an electric Ferrari. Be like, listen, we tried it. And this is why we can't do the electric program.
Interesting.
Or maybe they're like, if we make this look nothing like our original, like our cars, then it's going to meet, or we can hit a different demographic of people.
True.
That
it looks more feminine too. So it's also like guys who are probably Ferrari purists who are like, oh, I'm going to have the gas one, but I'm going to get my wife an electric one. And I don't know. It looks a little bit more feminine.
You think so?
Like, I feel like it kind of looks a little girly. Oh, yeah. All respect. All respect.
To me, like, you see, I don't like what Teslas look like. Like personally, like my car, I don't like the look of it. I just drive it though.
What?
That looks like
your face was really funny.
I'm like, I agree with you. I don't think
they don't look good. That looks like a fucking Tesla. Why make it look like a Tesla?
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like a Nissan or like some sort of just a normal Nissan electric car.
Yeah.
Ladies, and they go, would you buy this shit?
Looks like a fucking Leaf. Nissan Leaf.
Yep.
But a lot of people who buy Ferraris don't have good taste. Oops.
God, Heath, remember when Emily Malka got that for her birthday? Her 15th birthday?
No, she got the Honda Fit.
Bruh, it's crazy. When we saw it, we're like, holy shit.
Yeah, now she got surprised with a brand new Honda Fit for
now
her.
Now looking back, like, I'm like, damn,
was
that
like 18th
sucked.
Birthday party?
I was surprised that I got invited to that. I was like, oh, wow, she likes me.
I always liked the car from the movie Sleepover. From like the early 2000s, look up Sleepover Nissan car.
Sleepover.
It was like with Alexa Vega, the girl from Spy Kids, Sarah Paxton.
Damn, where is she at now? I have not seen
being
her in
a mom.
Hot minute.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I wanted that car.
That Boofy. Is not real.
Boofy. I love it. Boofy. I love a little ugly looking electric car.
That's what every car in Europe looks like.
Yeah. Literally anywhere but America, their cars look like that.
The Nissan Hyper Mini, for the people who want to Google it.
Oh god.
Did y'all hear that Vine is coming back?
Okay, I saw Divine. That, and I also got an email and a DM from like the thing called Divine. Yes. Is that it? Mm-hmm. So that's it.
It's Jack Dorsey. Jack Dorsey was the founder of Twitter, but he doesn't own X. Because remember, Elon was talking about, oh, I'm going to bring back Vine and shit.
Yeah.
So, but this is not, shout out to Sophie Flay.
I literally thought that it was like one of those like apps that are like, we're bringing your Vine videos back. I thought I've seen apps like that before.
Right.
Try to do it. So I thought it was just
apparently
one of those.
500,000 of like the top vines are like uploaded onto it
right now.
Like but the thing is you have to get invited and they've asked former Vine creators to get access to it, which I'm like, have y'all gotten the invite? Or I guess you did. What was your email?
I did. I didn't think it was real.
On Instagram.
Oh, maybe
here,
I did too.
Here, let me, what's the app called again?
Divine. D-I-V-I-N-E.
Okay. Let me read the DM that they sent me.
So I know it's an early access, like, beta testing zone.
Hey, you may have heard about Divine, the six second video loop app that we're retrieving archive vines and promising to eliminate AI slop for new human made content.
I'd like that.
We've recovered your and Heath's original Vine account, Zane and Heath. If you want to reclaim your account, blah, 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 blah.
Did you get your followers back?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
Our launch date isn't quite set yet, but it's coming. And this was in March, so.
You know why they called it Divine?
Why?
Do it for Divine.
There's the dad jokes coming out.
Oh, they did reach out to me. All right. But they're like, we've recovered your original Vine account. So
go.
I'm like,
But your original Vine account, but the followers, I don't think you're, and it doesn't even matter if you got your followers back because it's going to mean nothing. None of them are on the.
Yeah, I guess anymore. True. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's a good point. So It's interesting that it's coming back. I can't believe one, it's 6 seconds still. Like, shouldn't you try to compete with like.
I feel like, no, I think just stick with it.
Okay.
Stick with it. You know what? I think they can give you an extra at least 2 seconds, 3 seconds.
Keep it under 10.
Keep it under,
under 10. Yeah. Because 6 seconds, we were just doing like sketches, just trying.
It's a little too short. And I remember us saying this. We were always saying back then when we were doing Vines, we just need a few more seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like they did do that towards the end. They did kind of open up the gates a little bit more.
They opened it up to 2 minutes, and that's when I was just done. Yeah. I was like, okay. Now we turned it into YouTube. It's like, all right, I'm out.
But look, a little cherub icon, a little dead baby.
What is going on?
But I get that because Vine died and I came back. Back from the dead.
Divine.
I get that. That makes sense. Do you think it's gonna be successful?
Well, the thing is, because it's its own independent app, I think it might struggle though, because I thought X, Twitter bringing Vine back, I was like, oh, because they want to compete with Reels and stuff, to have like its own little like area to scroll, and that's already living within another social media app. I'm like, that makes sense.
Yeah,
Divine, it's because it's own separate app. It's just like, I don't know, how bored would you have to be with TikTok to be like, okay, now I got to go check out Divine? Or it's going to be more of a nostalgic kind of thing.
I think the older people that are going to go back and download it, maybe those videos can circulate onto TikTok, onto Reels. Because I'm sure if they're going to make this app where when you save a video or like you try to take the video, it takes the icon. The
little
icon,
watermark.
Yeah, I feel like there's ways where they can like promote themselves and get newer people onto the app, and they'll see older people talking about Vine so much where they'll be interested to download the app and check out what's on.
I'm curious.
Or they might do little social media campaigns like TikTok did, you know, like having people like giving people money to post Vines every week. And then,
it'd be nice to see a proper algorithm, because on Vine, it was all chronological too. And then if you followed one damn account, there were all those reposts. People spammed out the feed.
Yeah.
Towards
Revine
the end.
For Revine, baby.
It was a wasteland of.
But like, I want them to bring the Popular Now page. Oh. The fact that they had it like status, like top video, second
on the rise. Remember, it was trending now. There was popular
and on the rise.
And on the rise.
On the Rise was great because On the Rise a lot of times had much funnier videos on there, because there were like the smaller
creators,
Vine accounts that were like really, really funny. And it's like they see a little bit of like traction higher than normal, so they'll like throw them up on the Rise. And I think that's On the Rise. I think it was creators that were picked, I think handpicked, I think by people at Vine, right?
Yes. It was like a curated like pick.
Like, I love that.
Editor's choice.
Yeah. And I think they should bring that back. There's something so cool about like, Heath, remember those days where we'd be like, bro, we're number four. Bro, we're number three. There was something crazy. So exciting. But you know, people these days, they don't like fucking competition anymore. So they probably won't bring it back.
Before we continue, this episode is brought to you by Cash App. I love using Cash App for little everyday spends and paying back friends. It's so easy. And plus, I like when they use it to pay me back too. And if you weren't up to speed already, Cash App is way more than just a safe way to send and receive money. With the Cash App card, you unlock a ton of perks without all the hidden fees. Enjoy benefits like exclusive early access to nationwide concert pre-sales like Kendrick Lamar and Sabrina Carpenter, to name a couple recent examples, plus discounts on everyday purchases and popular brands you're probably already spending money on. It's so easy, and you can add your card to your digital wallet to make your money moves easier. Cash App also adds security to your money by declining suspicious card transactions and sending you a notification to make sure the payment is really you. If your card is ever lost or stolen, you can lock it with just one tap right in the app. Spend with confidence with the Cash App card today. New Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code CashApp10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners, prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, Cash App Visa Debit Flex Card issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, and the Bancorp Bank, N.A. Pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc., see terms and conditions for the Sutton Prepaid Card, Sutton Debit Flex Card, and Bancorp Debit Flex Card. Cash Cash App Green features savings, direct deposits, roundups, overdraft coverage, and discounts provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. Thank you, Cash App, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Heath, there was one video that we had that was number fucking one. Do you remember that Vine?
That we only had one that went one?
I think like later, like down the line, when we moved to LA, I think that's when we were on the popular now, maybe more. But like this was back when our first one where we hit number one and we were freaking out. We're like, oh my God.
Was it the one with the roasted chicken in my backyard?
No. No.
Was it the one with the baby, like, get in, loser, we're going shopping?
No, that was our first one. Oh, okay. But our first one that hit where every single a big Viner was commenting under it, and we're like, oh my God, it's happening. Like, big Viners are seeing our
shit.
Which
one was it?
Some lingerie for the bay?
No. It was the Cinderella Vine where it was a Cinderella carousel.
Oh, yes.
We're running out of your house, and I fall on the pumpkin. It was on the.
That was the get in, loser, we're going shopping.
Get in, loser, we're going shopping. Yes. Did you say that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did? I thought you said lingerie for the bay.
Run it back. No, I was trying to just recite any vines that y'all made. Scoot over, bitches.
Going to Target, gonna get some lingerie for the bay.
I could see Divine carving out a niche for people that just want a laugh, right? Because when you go into like TikTok, especially,
yes,
every other video is a fucking ad. Pisses me off. And then it's just like their algorithm, I feel like, has gotten so much worse where it's just so all over the place. That, you know, I go on there and it's like the first video's a 10-minute fucking documentary.
And you're hooked.
That's so true.
And then the second video is, I don't know, some like a music artist promoting their song and then blah, blah, blah. It's just like, I never feel like I get the laugh that I want.
Yeah, I just want a little bite-sized ha-ha-hee-hee move on.
You're not going to get anything informational on there. You're not going to get any media, like, reporting. You're not going to get any thing political on there. You're not going to get anything that's going to, like, honestly, that's like honestly too much on our feeds right now. Like, you just want to go to an app and only laugh. Yeah. Like, that's all you're going to see on this app. And I feel like they need to bring something, whether it's Defiant, whether it's anything, just bring something back where, like, I just want to laugh.
You, like, watch one thing and it thinks that's all you. I watched one video comparing watches. It was like this vintage watch video and it was cool. It was like, it was interesting. And now every two videos is like watches. And I'm like, I don't want to dislike it because, like, I thought it was interesting. Like, I don't mind content.
It's getting really bad.
I don't need to see that every video now. I'm like, come on.
The algorithms, like, it, like, feeds you extra heavy.
Oh, yeah. And then I see something so interesting and I want to like it, but I'm like, but I don't want to see more of this.
Yeah.
So, I get very like,
oh, and God help if you watch something for longer than a minute.
Yeah,
your whole week is screwed. That's all you're gonna see, and then I'm like, all right, I gotta get off for the next week.
I know, and then I'm just like sucked into Ash Trevino lore forever.
What the hell?
Getting an Airbnb.
You know,
if not,
Trevino.
I'm staying at Shoddy Bay's house. Oh, Ash she's Trevino.
Like she's like Shoddy Bay. Oh, she's like another form of Shoddy Bay.
I thought that was one word. I didn't know you were talking about.
Yeah, I know. I thought you were saying something like Astro.
I get so sucked into these like people who are,
and
like,
it's so unimportant. That's the thing, guys. I always watch shit that I don't want to watch. Like, I truly don't want to watch. I sit there, I'm like, oh God, this is, but it's just like negative.
And the algorithm will drop you in like part four of like someone getting arrested. And you're like, hold on a second. I got to go way back. And then you're
now
like,
now I got to see this.
Yeah. You got to see it all the way through. Ash Trevino, get her on the pod. I'd love to talk.
Speaking of, there was something that I watched for the full thing. And now I'm getting a bunch of fucking conspiracy theories or a bunch of shit like that. Now there was one. Have you ever heard of the guy? His name is like Art Bell. He had like a giant hole in his on his property, like a 9-foot hole that went so far deep into the earth,
and he would drop stuff.
And he would drop shit in there. Like,
this was on Vine or TikTok?
On TikTok.
Yes, a long time ago.
Oh, that's an old story.
I guess.
Oh,
or,
okay.
I don't know. I've seen people who have holes in their backyard and they drop shit down. This is maybe a whole different story.
Yeah, they would like drop like just big shit, like refrigerators, just giant shit, and like they can't even hear it. Like, it's so far down where they can't even hear it like hit the ground.
Oh, this is bigger than I thought. Okay.
And then it
was it was always there, or did they dig a hole?
They it's like a cavern. No, it was always there. It was always there. This giant hole. It has to do with like a seal, like a seal fetus. That was in the hole. I don't know.
What are you talking about? It was
like, this sounds like a fever.
This sounds like a dream.
It caused it cured cancer.
Zane, what the fuck?
I was hugged. I had
on
my,
drugs.
I had my tinfoil hat on. I was watching the show. I was like, this is crazy.
I can't even follow what that. Yeah, they would drop refrigerators down this giant hole. They wouldn't even know where the bottom was, and it had to do with the seal.
I know. I feel like you have to like watch the video, and I really didn't want to pull up the video because it's like it's a long video.
Do more research and come back with us on that.
No,
But honestly, I'm really interested now because I need to know.
I'll send it to you.
And but then, you also thought that AI fucking gook was like real. The guy who had that fucking creature in his house. You were like, this is crazy.
You know what's crazy? Now looking back, how dumb that shit was. Like seeing how much AI is now.
Yeah.
I cannot believe I believed that shit for a fucking second. It's insane.
Look, it's getting bigger. It's moving now.
It's moving.
And you know what? I can go back to that video now, and the quality is probably so low. Mm-hmm. Like how, yeah, like how, like, how like fake it looks now. Mm-hmm. Looking back, just how much our eyes have seen like AI and how good it's gotten.
It's like going back to like old video games that you thought were so realistic,
yeah, just pixelated.
I know it's such a bummer. Star Fox though, they just remade it. Nintendo did. Remember Star Fox 64?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
They brought it back and it's the same game. It's just like higher def, higher graphics, all of it. Star Fox 64. Did you ever play Star Fox 64 on Nintendo 64?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
And so it looks just like crisp and awesome. Like that's how it used to look like when we were kids. God. And now the characters look a little weird, that's how it looked to me. Now the new one is like really good looking.
Wow.
Yeah. So kind of cool that they're rebooting.
It's crazy. That's how it looked like to us as kids.
We were really using our imagination.
Really?
Do a
Can
barrel
we talk
roll.
About Duck Hunt real quick?
Yes.
Duck Hunt?
That was on like old Nintendo, right?
How was that possible? I would point a gun at the bubble TV and it would know if I shot a duck.
Apparently, I heard that Duck Hunt was like kind of not real. Like they were fucking with you. Like they didn't have the technology to do it, but they made it seem like you shooting it at the TV worked.
Wait, like, no.
I feel like I saw a TikTok about that.
How did they do that?
So you're exactly right. The classic Nintendo game Duck Hunt was an illusion released for the NES in 1985. It was a clever hardware trick rather than actually tracking your bullets, meaning you were pointing a plastic toy at the TV, not firing real ammunition.
So maybe
real.
No. Maybe the gun was a remote. So every time you clicked it, it just shot around the duck.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Matt, it was a blackout trick. The exact moment you pulled the trigger, the game would turn the TV screen completely black for a fraction of a second. The white boxes immediately after, the screen would flash white boxes exactly where the ducks were flying, and a sensor inside the end of your gun detected the white light. If the sensor saw the light, the game registered a hit.
So, yes. So it was this kind of illusion of a way they were able to pull it off. But you, technologically wise, were thinking like, oh, it's shooting. It's really registering where you're shooting
at. Do you think our parents knew that or they believe that shit, too?
I mean, they probably believed it, too. There's no way they understood, you know.
I don't know. What if they're like, hey, this really doesn't make any sense. Yeah, That's so crazy, Matt. How we fucking believe that. And I believed it right now. I was like, oh my God, I remember you said like point it out to TV. How'd they do that?
You know, there's that hack with like the Wii. If your Wii remote, like, you know, the Wii bar sensor, yeah. It was that little sensor you'd put up.
Uh-huh.
Apparently there's like a hack where you light two candles and that can become the bar for it.
What?
Look up Wii candle hack. I'm pretty sure.
You put it next to the,
it creates some frequency between the candles. So yes, if your Wii sensor bar is lost or broken, you can replace it with two lit candles because the sensor bar is actually just an infrared light source. Anything that emits infrared light can be used in its own place. So
can you go to images? I just want to see a picture of somebody doing this.
Yeah, you put two candles up.
Oh wow, they're tiny candles too.
Yeah, just two little tea candles.
I imagine just like a bro, like like a fucking funeral.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bet you someone started a fire like that once.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all saw our girl Leah. Finally, they released the trailer for her new show. Guys,
yes,
it's been
insane.
It's like, bro, she was here maybe like I think 4 months ago, and we were talking about this, and we couldn't say anything. But guys, the show that Leah is on, it just got announced yesterday, and the trailer came out. It's called Million Dollar Nannies, which is so funny because I got so many DMs when I posted, I reshared the photo, the show poster, and everybody was like, Zane, I swear I thought it was going to be Love Island. I was like, I was ready to roll my eyes, but this bitch is front and center. Front and center on a new show. I was like, no, guys, like I would never have her come on talking about it if it was like something like small.
I didn't realize she was like the head honcho of the whole thing. I knew that like she was saying like, oh, she's like the main girl, like thinking, oh, like you're the most like popular one where all the drama kind of stems from her.
I would never tell you that she was the head if she wasn't. Like she's like the head of the nanny company.
Hey, they need to bring y'all in for season two.
Like, oh my gosh, with Tony.
Would you do it?
Kind of funny.
Because all like the dramas with, I feel like with the nannies, you guys can just be like the cool parents.
And Mariah just like fucking has her way with someone. Just like, how fucking dare you leave my son outside?
The Mariah, like, the only nanny we'll do is Leah on $1 million nannies. I honestly hope that season does fucking incredible. Like just for Leah, that'd be so fun. But even, you know, even if season one is like not the biggest hit, there's so many shows that like, the second or the third season gets so big and then it like it dominoes to like the other seasons.
Yeah.
So I just hope something happens. Really,
of course. So guys, please watch it because we want to see this flourish.
Or maybe we could all watch the first episode together when it comes out on like Unwind or something.
Oh,
that
yeah,
could
be
fun too.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
That would be, I'm just so excited to see how it's done.
Yeah. And
like, cause it's still like, I'm still a little confused by the trailer, like what exactly it's going to feel like. But I'm just excited to like watch it.
When I saw it, it reminded me of Below Deck. I don't know if you've ever seen that show.
Yeah. About like people working on yachts.
Yeah. So they work on the yacht and the drama, there's so much drama with like during work with all the clients and all that. And then they get off the boat for a few days and then they like go out and then there's drama within the friends, like within the staff. That's what it looks like to me, is exactly how they're like setting
it up. Are the kids really in the show or is it kind of like an afterthought? Well, we don't really like see the babies.
Kids, well, I mean, everybody got approved. Like the parents are on camera, the kids are on camera.
Oh yeah, you see the kids. Okay.
And you know, when you see their personalities, like they're reality TV star like families. Like they want to be on they want to be on the big screen.
They need to bring in Super Nanny for just one episode.
Yeah. Oh
just
my
like,
God.
Do not talk to me that way. No. Say.
But she's she's setting the nanny straight.
Right.
Leah,
yes.
Is this how you run a nanny company?
Yes. 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 I would love to see that. I wonder how old she is now. Joe Frost, bring her in for the $1 million manny nannies.
Do you remember Wife Swap?
Oh, terrible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Terrible. They would like do like different, like families that have different religions, and you're like, oh, boy.
They were just trying to start shit. That was a wild show.
Yeah. It did nothing. It did nothing but cause stress and chaos and negativity.
Yeah.
Every single episode.
It was so bad.
Like, I'm so surprised that they were convinced, like, these families were convinced to do it.
And then what happens? Your kids are like, I like that mom better. And then you're just like, what?
And that's the one where, in Jesus' name, I pray. Get that's the hell out of my house.
That's not Wife Swap. That is?
Wasn't it? I mean, it was a mom going into like a different family and stuff.
That was Wife Swap?
It's dark sided.
I thought that was a show based around them. Trading spouses. Same thing.
It was, trading spouses. Same shit.
Oh, wait. Was that the same show and they just changed the name of it?
No, it was just spinoffs of the same shit. Because there was also Trading Places, too, where two couples would go into each other's house and redo a room. It was like a home renovation show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I bet the same people were like, okay, let's do Trading Spouses, which is like Trading Places.
I'm surprised there are a lot to do that, take the other show's idea. It's the same idea, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very interesting. And it was just the mom? For the dark
well,
side.
Well, I feel like it was like a mom, like a very conservative religious mom going into like probably a very like hippy dippy kind of household, and they did like a switch.
I mean, I feel like we gotta get TV like that back. It's too damn good.
Oh God, you know those dark people were filming her going,
yes.
Gold. Gold. And apparently she's really cool now. Yeah, she's like super like woke and chill and like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like always on like Instagram Live. Yeah, the Jesus name, I pray, get the hell out of my house.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Wow.
She rips up that check. And then she's still.
What? Dork salad? Not of God. It's not Christians.
She is
not a Christian.
She's not a God. She's not a Christian. She's tampering in dark side stuff.
Where's her teeth?
Yes, yes. She did.
And she died. Her daughter died.
The oops. Entire house. Is dork sided.
She said her whole house.
Is dork sided.
Ow! Gargoyles, psychics, everything's ungodly. Dork sided. Get the hell out of my house.
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Oh my God.
Fuck.
Dark sided too.
So good.
She kind of looked like she was a little possessed there.
Uh-huh. I think she might have been a little dark.
I think she was just like, I was unmedicated. Like she was, I think she said, like, I was in a very rough place in my life.
Like seeing that today in the back of your head, you're just like, oh, they're probably like really acting. Like they're probably really like high, like acting it up.
But for what incentive?
No, I'm saying now.
Oh, yes. Back now then, everyone's hamming it up back, just to be a damn Jeff. Yeah. Like, back what?
Then was so real. It was just like, it really, production was really evil.
the camera guy filming, like, I looked over at you rewatching it, and I was doing the same thing, just like, just what is going on?
Just imagine production just fucking sitting on Goldmine all the time back in fucking the 2000s.
Like the one where they would swap the boyfriends, like the boyfriend would have to sit with the parents and watch his girlfriend like go on dates with
meet your mom.
I don't know.
On MTV where he would date.
I think it was something like that.
Oh, wait. No, there's another one. But I was thinking of Meet My Mom.
Where the girls come out of the car.
Yes, it's like, well, Brian, meet my lovely daughter, Anna.
And then she would get out
and he would be like, damn, because she was so pretty. And then there would be like a very unattractive girl that he ends up with.
Yeah. I forget what that one was called. It's not
Meet My Mom.
Oh, it's Meet My Mom?
Meet My Mom. And then there was Next, where like they would get off the bus and they would be like, walk up to the girl and she'd just be like, Next.
So good. God, that logo. Oh,
Next.
Oh my God. That's literally the font and the outline and colors I use for thumbnails.
Yeah. It always had the dumbest bullets.
Yeah.
What does that
nickname
say about this guy?
Nugget. Loves Hannah Montana. Cries all the time.
Why doesn't a YouTuber do a video like this for a video? Like I could see a YouTuber bringing this back.
This is what fucking David Alvarez is always doing. With them popping the damn balloons and shit.
I have not seen anybody bring this back yet, like where they get off the bus, screen grab. I haven't seen, like, when has somebody done this?
Yeah,
just bring it back on YouTube. I would watch it. It's so fucking funny.
I remember Room Raiders,
bro. I always, like, I would, dude, every time I'd watch it, I'd get hives thinking like somebody were to ever do that to my room.
Remember they would like bring out the black light and there would be just like cum everywhere.
Everywhere.
I remember thinking that it would just happen to random people, like that there was an off chance that like they might just come into your house.
I really thought it was random. It's crazy.
Yeah. Not knowing that it was like a whole thing you got to agree to on TV to be doing it.
So those kids that were getting their rooms raided, did they know about it?
Yes. It was all fucking staged. They had probably the dude who had the nice, clean, decent bedroom. They had the dude who was like the slob.
Oh, wait. And you think the person that they chose was all staged?
Yeah, dude. It's reality TV.
Well, I mean, I felt like back then maybe it was like more real.
Who knows? Maybe it was more real, but I would.
You know what? I bet you if we like were to watch it now, we could probably see if they're acting or not.
Yeah, because we were teenagers.
Chelsea Swenson's brother was on Room Raiders.
Oh, well, tell us. Was it real?
We got to ask.
We can ask.
But like, also realizing how much of Cribs was like staged, like Lil Bow Wow's house, how he had like 8-9 cars, fucking Ferraris and all
that.
All of them were rentals. Yeah. JoJo even like confessed that like, yeah, that wasn't even my house. We just rented that for the day.
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
Yeah, Cribs was like very over-exaggerated.
I understand if you like, you know, build shit or like put something crazy in your house for the effect, but like renting a house, that's just like, that's bullshit.
Yeah, that's so sleazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
But we didn't have like proper internet forums really like call them out on it back then. It was just like,
you couldn't comment below.
Yeah, that is wild.
Oh, should we do that game where we say a phrase in like four different ways?
Yes, let's do the shave your bush one.
Okay, you shaved your bush.
Yeah, so Heath, there's a trend where you have to say like a certain line and you got to say in four different ways. Surprised, supportive,
disappointed, sarcastic,
okay.
Flirty.
All right, everybody do supportive for, what's the line again?
You shaved your bush. So supportive. You shaved your bush.
Very good.
Okay.
You shaved your bush.
Yeah.
Good.
You shaved your bush.
Nice.
That was good. Nice. God.
That was good. Okay. Disappointed.
You shaved your bush?
You shaved your bush.
Ooh. That damn. Was good.
I felt that one.
You shaved your bush?
Good. Like a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Sarcastic. Now let's switch up the rotation. Now you start it. Okay.
You shaved your bush.
That was good.
You shaved your bush.
Okay. Oh, I said it in the wrong sarcastic. I said it in a different way.
You shaved your bush.
Your
bush.
Yeah, like, now the day is just, automatically better because you shaved your bush. I'm still pissed at you.
Yes, that's what I was going for.
Cool, okay.
And now flirty.
You want me to take flirty? Shaved your bush.
Oh, damn, good. I was kind of going for that.
That's okay. Good.
You shaved your bush.
Ew. That one just felt real.
Yeah.
Shaved your bush.
Very good. All right. All of us pretty good.
The flirty not line bad. Always makes me feel like I'm getting a peek into somebody's life that I don't want to see.
Yeah, it's very vulnerable for right. sure. Yeah. You're really letting yourself out there.
There's another one that I saw, or Pete Holmes says on his podcast. It's called The World's Smallest Smile. This is a little visual for the people who are listening. So what you're going to do is you're going to put your head down. And then you're going to come up and you're going to give the smallest smile you can.
Yeah.
So I'll do it first. Ready?
Right, I'm going to try.
And look at,
I'm not going to even really move my lip.
We'll see. Nice.
Oh, that was good.
Nice.
Little smolder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very good.
That's good.
Very good.
That's good.
Very good.
Very talented. Very,
guys, we're kind of crushing it this episode.
There's some like acting challenges I've seen people do on TikTok. Like the difference it makes where if you were to like look with your eyes first and then turn your head versus like turning your head with your eyes, like how much that reads and like how different it can be.
Yeah.
Michael Caine has like a specific approach to it. And he's like, wherever the camera is, you need to be looking in that eye to the person you're talking to. Because if you're like, there's like a whole psychology behind it. And also like not blinking too. It's like a very important thing, though. You need to blink in certain moments, but maintaining eye contact is like really good acting.
Yeah.
Also, you don't really have to be looking at a person all the time while you're acting. Like, even though we're on a podcast, we're looking at each other, but sometimes in real life, when we're about to, just interacting, we're not always making direct eye contact with one another.
But like I sometimes don't like looking directly in the eye, because like I'll start focusing on one of the eyes, like instead of looking at both. Like I'll just look at your right eye and I'm just, and then it like stresses me out. Then I have to just like,
well, of course you have like, to look at one eye, like you
but
can't,
then you become like, aware, like
I know okay, this is staring, you just like start overthinking it and you're like, oh, fuck, he knows I'm looking at only one eye, I need to look at his.
I also saw a tip from an acting coach on TikTok or something, and they were like, a common mistake, now granted, take this with a grain of salt, I'm not an actor, but they were like, a common mistake that young actors make is that when they're in like an emotional scene, they'll do this like fake stutter, you know, they'll be like, but I don't know, you know,
oh my god,
like
me
that.
Every time I need to act in a certain scene, I like do that stutter if I'm like,
it's like filler
nervous,
yeah,
just Yeah, just because I'm a bad actor.
And but I heard that and I see it in everything now.
Uh-huh. Just that Netflix type acting.
Where yes. It's like,
what do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I see it in like even the most prominent shows. I see it and I'm just like, they're doing the fucking
my Carl's stuff. Jr. ad. That's literally as soon as you said that, I was like, oh my
God. Oh, shit.
I'm going to archive it now.
I got to delete everything.
All right, guys, we're going to get into the unwind now. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. We love you so much. Heath, that usually you do this, not me.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's why I'm flaking.
Make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling. We do an unwind. You get an extended cut of every single podcast episode. Early access, ad-free. We do a bonus episode every month. We do a live Q&A every single month. Again, all on patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
And you can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
All right, Unwind. We'll see you in a second.
Toodles.
Peace and blessings, cousins. Peace.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.